The DNR and Governor Doyle say big coal-fired electric generating plants ought to cut emissions of health-damaging mercury by 90%, but that idea hasn't made it past the DNR board or state lawmakers. So this week, the DNR formally offered utilities a choice: either get to 90% by 2015, or take until 2021 to get to 90, as long as they achieve a 70% cut in mercury by 2015 and trim emissions of nitrogen oxide and sulfur dioxide. DNR Air Division Administrator Al Shea says adding the multi-pollutant approach brings many benefits.
SO2 and NOx are the precursor to both particulate matter pollution as well as ozone formation. So the rule really has opportunity to make significant reductions, not only in mercury, but in ozone and particulate matter.
And Shea says if sulfur dioxide is reduced, lakes, especially in northern Wisconsin, would be less acidic, and mercury in the sediment would be slower to get into the food chain. He says utilities have complained the technology isn't there to get to a 90% cut in mercury by 2015. But Jennifer Fireherm of the Wisconsin office of the Sierra Club doesn't like the slower route to 90%.
Mercury is a pollutant that builds up in our environment, and so every little bit we add is there to circulate and build up in our bodies and put us at risk.
There are other disagreements with the DNR plan. Everyone can have his or her say at a public hearing. The DNR plans April 7th in Madison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.